Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. advice for Pakistan on terrorism. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice met with civilian and military leaders in Pakistan Sunday, pushing them to do more to curb deadly raids that the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network is staging in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Ambassador Susan Rice visited Islamabad to discuss, among other things, terrorist and militant attacks in Afghanistan that are emanating from Pakistani soil. A senior U.S. official told reporters in Islamabad at the end of Rice's meetings that she called the Haqqani perpetrated violence absolutely unacceptable and said Washington also is very concerned about possible future attacks in Afghanistan. The official requesting anonymity went on to say that the U.S. National Security Advisor called for Pakistan to work toward reducing the Haqqani threat, and she discussed specific measures for working jointly to halt the attacks. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Iran's Revolutionary Court sentenced two people to 10 years in prison Sunday for spying but did not identify the suspects or their nationalities. A court spokesman said the two spied for the United States and Israel. It's not known if one of those convicted is Iranian-American Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who was arrested last year and whose trial on spy charges ended earlier in the month. Health officials in Sierra Leone confirmed Sunday a new death from the Ebola virus, less than a week after the last known Ebola patient was released from a hospital. Sierra Leone's chief medical officer said samples from the body of the 67-year-old victim, who died recently in a rural area near the Guinea border, tested positive for the deadly disease. The country's National Ebola Response Center said it's tracing people who were in contact with the woman. This is VOA News. Nigeria's military uncovered a major Boko Haram bomb-making factory and arrested two leading members of the militant group. According to a military spokesman, the operation resulted in the seizure of a vehicle and bomb materials, including gas cylinders and fertilizer. Islamic State severely damaged another ancient temple in the historic Syrian city of Palmyra. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, citing witnesses in Palmyra, said Sunday the militants used explosives against the almost 2,000-year-old Temple of Bel. One witness says only the wall remains. Islamic State posted pictures on social media last week showing militants destroying another ancient Palmyra temple, Baal Shamin. The UN Cultural Agency calls it a war crime.
Anche nei giorni scorsi, numerosi migranti.
Pope Francis, speaking on Sunday, decrying the deaths of 71 migrants in an abandoned truck in Austria, calling it an offense against the entire human family. Meanwhile, Hungary arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on suspicion of human trafficking in connection with the deaths of those 71 migrants. Thousands of migrants continue to stream into Europe. Another U.S. senator declared his support Sunday for the international accord to bar Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Democrat Jeff Merkley from the northwestern state of Oregon became the 31st senator to say he will vote next month in favor of the pact, moving President Barack Obama closer to a mathematical certainty that the deal will take effect. The U.S. Congress is set to vote on the pact in mid-September. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grestas says the sentences handed down against him and two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi should pardon the three journalists.
It is now up to President Sisi to do what he said he would do from the outset, and that is pardon us if we were ever convicted. This is a wrong. Everyone knows it is wrong. And so we will be using every legal, political, diplomatic, and social means at our disposal.
An Egyptian court found all three guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. It sentenced them to 3 years in prison. Gresta returned to Australia earlier this year. Egypt says it'll be conducting two-stage parliamentary elections in October and November, the first since then-military chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi overthrew Islamist President Mohamed Morsi 2 years ago. Egypt's been without a legislature since June of 2012, when a court dissolved the main chamber. President Sisi has since enacted dozens of laws by decree. The country's election agency says elections to fill the seats will begin in mid-October. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.